Sure is quiet out there. Too quiet.
There have been some notable adjustments that have been made by some of the lead forecasters in our circles.
Meteorologist Jeff Huffman at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, EFPRIN, says that includes NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
They increased their probability of an above-average season. Colorado State scientist Dr. Phil Klotschbach says that conditions appear to be a little more favorable for development, but he wanted to stress that there's a high amount of uncertainty in the Atlantic.
According to Klotschbach, the last time no-name storms showed up in the Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico between mid-July and mid-August was in 1982. Huffman says right now there are mixed signals out there when it comes to the factors contributing to or prohibiting storm development.
We have some cooler water in areas where hurricanes normally form, far out in the eastern Atlantic. We have a whole lot of the Atlantic that is warmer than normal. We also had an El Nino that recently dissipated. El Nino, as you may be aware, can suppress hurricane activity in the Atlantic. The fact that it's now dissipating may make conditions more favorable.
Meanwhile, agencies and utilities are continuing to prepare in case a named storm threatens the panhandle. At Gulf Power, spokeswoman Sarah Gatewood says that involves working with their new parent firm, Florida Power and Light.
We have even more resources right here in the state of Florida should we need that, and vice versa. They can call on us should a hurricane hit down further south and not up here. We can supplement each other and have even bigger crews to help either company.
A good rule of thumb in getting out information after a storm, says Gatewood, is what's called the first week of recovery, depending on the storm. Case in point, Hurricane Michael last October.
Michael was about a 13-day restoration total. Those first hours and days are the most critical because we are trying to assess the damage and find out where we need help the most, and also trying to take care of things that could harm people, down to power lines or poles and roads.
Gatewood is quick to add that the period before landfall is just as important, if not more so.
We start communicating, particularly when a storm is approaching. We want people to know, first of all, that they need to be prepared. We are prepared. We're bringing in resources if we need to. We're making sure that our crews are ready to go to start restoring power as soon as it's safe to do so.
Electrical outages are pretty much a given during and after a hurricane, so residents need to be prepared in advance, beginning now, in case the lights go out and until the electricity is back on.
Making sure you have enough food and water, that you have medications on hand, that you've thought about your pets. If you have family members that are dependent upon medically essential equipment that is powered by electricity, make sure you have a plan in place for them.
Information on the 2019 hurricane season can be found at various places on social media, such as Facebook and Twitter. You can also visit gulfpower.com and the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network at wuft.org/EFPRIN. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.